It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
And when government gets bigger, the individual gets smaller.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
For thee, but not for me. And I agree that we got to change that.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
If, in fact, you are working for the man, it's a new form of slavery.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed, let's have a conversation. And welcome to the Kim Munson Show. Thank you so much for joining us. You're each treasured, you're valued, you have purpose today. Strive for excellence. Take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. My friends, we were made for this moment. Thank you to the team. That is producer Joe, producer Rachel, producer Luke, Zach, Echo, Charlie, all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. Happy Wednesday, producer Joe. How are you?
Happy Wednesday, Kim. I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing well. I have to say my hat is off to you. As many of you know, if you've been listening for the last couple of days, that I've had a family emergency. And for the first time ever in the history of the show, and we're coming in on 5 years of me being solo, I have given up the reins to the microphone to some very treasured friends. And Brad Beck took the reins on Monday, an amazing job that he did. And Susan Kochevar, with the assistance of Dr. Jill Vecchio, yesterday. So there's challenges just in that. And I thank them because this is not something that they do every day. But on top of that, what has happened, and we're actually third day in a row, the phone lines of which we get our guests on the line are still down, which I find that crazy in 2023 America. That I think it's CenturyLink, isn't it, Joe, that we have our phone lines with, that after 3 days that we do not have a phone connection yet. It's just crazy to me. Joe, what do you think?
I think it's odd, and I have no words for it. It is just making my life difficult.
But you have being resilient, and you've been extremely resilient, and my hat is off to you on that. We've got some workarounds, but you and Brad were surprised with that on Monday morning.
Yes, we were.
And then, and also, hats off to Kieran Levine and Lauren Levy. They were in studio on Monday as well, and it really sounds like the three of them did fantastic. Because actually, I got a text message from one of our listeners that said, Karen Levine should run for governor. Now, I don't know if she'd ever consider that, but I think that everybody did really well. So thank you. I am back in Colorado, and yesterday was a road warrior kind of a day, 10 hours on the road. But it's good to be back with you. There's so much that's going on in our world. And anyway, thank you to Brad Beck and Karen Levine and Lauren Levy and Susan Kochevar, Dr. Jill Vecchio, and Joe. I so appreciate each and every one of you. Go to my website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com, and sign up for our weekly email newsletter. You'll get first look at our upcoming guests as well as our most recent essays. So be sure and check that out. And then I have my voter's guide there. And we're going to have an interesting conversation today. Dr. Brian Dmitrovic, you know him. He is an economic historian. He's written a number of books. He works at the Laffer Center. And he and I both agree on lower taxes. But Patty had reached out to me and said that Art Laffer, who is the creator of the Laffer Curve and supply-side economics, was actually in favor of Prop HH. And so I said to Brian, I think that we need to have a discussion about that. So that will be in segments 3 and 4. And we've been working to get school board candidates, mayor candidates, and city council candidates on. And I know that it's very difficult to know who to vote for. And so there is actually a recommended list of school board and mayoral and city council candidates on my voter's guide. And what I have found so interesting, we had John Galt that called in last week that said that the teachers union candidates and the state of education where our kids are not proficient in. Every child should be proficient in reading, writing, and arithmetic at each grade level. And with the amount of money that we are spending on education at the local, state, and federal level, all the money that's coming into these school districts, the fact that maybe we might have a few outliers, but the fact that we have in some of, and I'm going to do air quotes, best school districts in the state, that only 50% of the kids can read and write and do arithmetic at proficiency, we need to get our money back, first of all. And second of all, we need to understand why this has occurred. And it is because the teachers' unions, with their radical, I'm going to say it, the Marxist ideology of the teachers' unions. There's a lot of good teachers, and I know there's good teachers that are members of the teachers' union, but it is a Marxist ideology. Look no further than the Colorado Education Association. In their recent meeting, this was, I think, back in the, I want to say February, that they have a resolution that capitalism is, I'm going to paraphrase, is basically evil. Cronyism is evil. Cronyism with politicians, bureaucrats, and interested parties in bed together, basically pillaging the pocketbooks of the citizens, saying that they're going to educate our children, and instead pushing these ideologies of trans activism. And one of the school board candidates had said, if our children, if kids do not learn how to read and write, they are destined for a life to work for people that read and write. That is a new form of slavery. And so we're going to be talking with school board candidate Parth McAlpin here in just a little bit as well. But I carry on. I've missed you all. I certainly have a lot to say about all this. I get to say all this because of sponsors, and one of those is Hooters Restaurants. They have five locations. That is Loveland, Aurora, Lone Tree, Westminster, and Colorado Springs. And they have specials on Wednesday. It's Wings Day Wednesday. You buy 20 wings, you get an additional 10 for free. And they have great lunch specials. I'm going to meet Kurt Gerwitz. We meet once a month for lunch over at Hooters Restaurants, and I'm going to meet him this week. But again, they've been great sponsors of both the shows, The Kim Munson Show and America's Veteran Stories, and that is Hooters Restaurants. Also want to say thank you to the Harris family for their gold sponsorship of the show, and thank you to the National Shooting Sports Foundation for their gold sponsorship of the show as well. And the National Shooting Sports Foundation represents the nation's manufacturers, retailers, and distributors of firearms, optics, ammunition, and other related sporting goods and media. They have 9,000 members, and no one has done more to promote real firearm safety than the industry itself. We had Nephi Cole on last week, and he's the Director of Government Affairs and State Affairs with the National Shooting Sports Foundation, and so greatly, greatly appreciate them as well. Several things here. First of all, our word of the day is consternation, and that is spelled C-O-N-S-T-E-R-N-A-T-I-O-N. Consternation, it's a noun, and it could be several things. One, a state of great alarm, agitation, or dismay. Two, astonishment combined with terror. Amazement that confounds the faculties and incapacities for deliberate thought and action. Extreme surprise with confusion and panic. And this is what I created as the sentence. And you should not have any trouble using consternation in a sentence today. So good luck on that. I said, as I see the headlines coming across the wire regarding the O'Biden open border at our southern border, which means bad actors are coming across the border. The O'Biden administration emboldeningly bad actors across the world. High inflation, high interest rates. $6 billion paid to Iran for a prisoner swap. I think it was 5 for 6 or 6 for 5 prisoner swap. But he threw in $6 billion as well. He should have read Trump's The Art of the Deal, because obviously that was one of the dumbest things that we had happen. And then billions of dollars of military equipment left in enemy hands in Afghanistan. Really? So it is with great consternation that I contemplate what we are passing on to our next generation. And that is why we do this show, is we are in a battle of ideas. This is not Democrat versus Republican. If you get people into the Democrat versus Republican, it's like it's bigger than that, my friends. And it's not left versus right. It's left. It's right versus wrong. And it's good versus evil is where we are at right now. I mean, that is it. And so it's with great consternation that I look at what's happening. But we must engage in this battle of ideas with, we must know what we're talking about in reasonable rhetoric. And so we need to get on that. Our quote for the show, I went to Ludwig von Mises, born in 1881, died in 1973, an Austrian-American economist of the Austrian School of economist, a historian, logician, and sociologist, and he wrote and lectured extensively on the societal contributions of classical liberalism and the power of consumers. He is best known for his work on praxeology studies, comparing communism and capitalism. And he said this, he said, "The worship of the state is the worship of force. There is no more dangerous menace to civilization than a government of incompetent, corrupt, or vile men or women. The worst evils which mankind ever had to endure were inflicted by governments." And that was Ludwig von Mises. A few things here. Let's see, headlines. Let's see. I'll probably go into some of these in the next segment. I guess one of the biggest ones I just want to say is the Biden administration is sued, okay, going through the judicial system, for hiding special amnesty policy that sneaks deported illegals back into the U.S. So we deport people, and he's sneaking them back in. And certainly if people want to come here for freedom, that is inherent in the idea of immigration in the United States. I think most all of us have an immigration story in, well, we all do at some point in our family history. But the idea that we don't know who's coming in. And so if you want to come here for freedom, let's figure it out. Let's figure out legally how you can get here. But if you're coming here for free stuff, which is going to break our back economically, or if you're coming here to hurt us, you shouldn't be coming here. And he doesn't know. The Biden administration does not know. And so we need to understand that. So our quote, I did want to mention that our show comes to you because of great sponsors. And Joe, I've got something in my ear. I think it may be a phone call or something. So just wanted to let you know about that. And again, my friends, Joe is doing an amazing job. We're having to jerry-rig stuff because we've got phone line challenges for the third day in a row. And I can't figure that out. But I'm not sure we should be paying the bill on this until they get that figured out. So let's see. There was one thing I wanted to mention. 1942, on this day in 1942, the Battle of Henderson Field and Guadalcanal started in World War II. Very important battle, 1942. Great sponsors of the show. Another one that I wanted to mention is Roger Mangan. And Roger understands that there are unknowns in life. We're getting that all the time. And he wants you to feel safe and well-served and to understand all your insurance coverage. And know that their office will respond to your call or text 24 hours a day. So for that 24-hour peace of mind, call Roger Mangan at 303-795-8855. Like a good neighbor, Roger Mangan's team is there.
Most of us have been there. That surprise crunch when you backed into a car in a parking lot or someone rear-ended you at a stoplight. First thing you do is stop and breathe. Second, say a prayer of gratitude that no one was hurt. Third, look for your insurance card. And fourth, be grateful that you have your insurance with Roger Mangan State Farm Insurance Agency. You can breathe easier knowing that you can reach the Roger Mangan team 24/7 when you need them. For that Roger Mangan State Farm Insurance peace of mind, call Roger Mangan today at 303-795-8855. That's 303-795-8855.
Johnny Stubbs Services uses only the best quality products to ensure that your heating and cooling systems run efficiently and last for years. Johnny Stubbs Services' team of experts is available to provide the proper guidance and help you make informed decisions about your heating and cooling needs. Johnny Stubbs Services prides themselves on delivering prompt and reliable service and stands behind their work with a satisfaction guarantee. JohnnyStubbsServices.com, the trusted contractor for all your heating and air conditioning needs. That's JohnnyStubbsServices.com.
Focused and wise marketing is essential for your success, especially during tough economic times. If you love The Kim Munson Show, strive for excellence and understand the importance of engaging in the battle of ideas that is raging in America. Then talk with Kim about partnership, sponsorship opportunities. Email Kim at kimmunson.com. Kim focuses on creating relationships with individuals and businesses that are tops in their fields. So they are the trusted experts listeners turn to when looking for products or services. Kim personally endorses each of her sponsors. Again, reach out to Kim at kimmunson.com.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter. You can email me at Kim@KimMunson.com as well. Be sure and check out our voter's guide. That is at KimMunson.com. And myself and my team actually did an enormous amount of work on this voter's guide. And so be sure and check that out at my website. You can request it there. And also the USMC Memorial Foundation, which the memorial is located out at 6th and Colfax, is doing, it's time for a remodel. And Paula Sarles and her team is doing amazing work to actually raise the money for the remodel of the Marine Memorial. And my friends, as we are seeing the tearing down of our history, the tearing down of not knowing what we're all about, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We need to make sure that we are honoring those. And you can help them by going to usmcmemorialfoundation.org. That's usmcmemorialfoundation.org. On this day, 1942, when the Battle of Guadalcanal began, and it's such a big battle, many of our Marines, I mean, think about those young men on that day that were giving their lives because they were standing against tyranny. Go to the USMC Memorial Foundation and make a contribution today just for the price of a cup of coffee. I would really recommend that you do that. And so we have Mary Jansen on the line. And when I think of people that represent us, that we're supposed to be a representative form of government. And that means that we are electing people that represent we the people. It's a constitutional representative form of government. But what we have seen, and when we have not been paying attention, we have seen radical activists with an ideology not about you, the individual, but about their particular ideology. And we've seen people elected at the local level across the spectrum. And so to have a woman, a statesman, to step forward like Mary Jansen, Lakewood is so lucky to have her. She's not running for re-election. And so that is unfortunate, in my opinion. But Mary Jansen, welcome to the show.
Oh, hey, Kim. It's a little hard to hear. Can you hear me?
I got you. We've got, and to our listeners, I apologize because we've got a little bit of a ringing in that. So, Joe, I don't know if there's anything that you can do. She's having a hard time hearing me. Mary, first of all, if you have your radio on in the background, be sure and turn that off because I want to hear what happened at the city council meeting in Lakewood on Monday night. You are proposing a mill levy decrease. So what has happened here in Colorado is the property assessment valuations that were recently just noted for all of our property was at the high. And that was before interest rates were lowered and the real estate market was at its high. Of course, things have changed significantly, but that's where the property valuations are. So these entities, your jurisdictions, your fire district, your towns that have property tax, school districts, library districts, park districts, all of these districts, they have elected boards, are looking at a windfall of tax money if nothing is done, anywhere from 30, 40, 50%. But each of these jurisdictions can lower the mill levy. And Mary Jansen, city councilwoman in Lakewood, has proposed that. So, Mary, tell us what happened Monday night at the meeting.
We're still working.
Okay, so they're still working on getting that connection. And I have to tell you, my patients, I'm a pretty patient person, but my patience with CenturyLink is just about shot. Really, 3 days in a row in 2023 America that we can't get phone lines to work. And of course, this is a precursor to for us to understand just how important being able to communicate is. And so I do not understand that. And I know that, Joe, you're trying to get this fixed. This is going to be a long day if we can't get this figured out here regarding Mary Jansen and just all my callers, because we have very important discussions to have. So we're going to have to figure something else out here. I'm trying to think. Okay, so Joe is saying that, okay, so we'll continue on here as Joe and Mary are trying to get that figured out. And so this is going to be, again, Brad Beck, my hat's off to him for doing the dance the other day. So I'm going to continue on then until they get that figured out with some of these other things in this day in history. So let's continue on. First of all, in 1521, this was your first building codes. The Holy Roman Emperor Charles V bans wooden buildings in Amsterdam and decrees new buildings have to be built from stone. I imagine that's because of fires. 1671, Giovanni Cassini discovers Iapetus, which is a satellite of Saturn. 1760, George III succeeds to the throne as King George of Great Britain and Ireland and Elector King of Hanover upon the death of George II. So George III would have been the King George that the colonists declared our independence from. 1780, John Hancock was elected the first governor of Massachusetts in a landslide with over 90% of the vote. 1854, the infamous charge of the Light Brigade during the Battle of Balaclava in the Crimean War results in over 100 killed. So obviously they were still fighting back in Crimea back then. They still are now. Also, actually, history is just repeating itself. 1861, a telegraph message was sent from St. Louis to San Francisco. In 1929, former Interior Secretary Albert B. Fall is convicted of accepting $100,000 in bribes in the teapot scandal. He was the first U.S. cabinet member to go to jail. Huh. Just let's just chew on that for just a little bit. I think I could use the word of the day of consternation. 1935, hurricane produced floods killed 2,000 in Jeremy and Jacmel, Haiti. Again, a weather event long before the concern about man-made global warming. 1942, as I mentioned, the Battle of Henderson Field, Guadalcanal begins. 1960, Cuba nationalizes all remaining U.S. businesses in Cuba. In 1964, you talk about having a bad day. The wrong way run. Viking Jim Marshall runs 66 yards in the wrong direction for a safety, which is the NFL's number one blooper. 2001, Microsoft releases Windows XP for retail sale. And 2021, Afghanistan was to become the world's worst humanitarian crisis, as nearly 23 million people face acute hunger over the winter, according to the World Food Program. So, my friends, how on earth did that happen in 2021? And again, who was president? Let's just kind of ask that question. So I think we're still having challenges trying to get Mary Jansen on the line. So Joe and I are going to interface on what to do about that. Because I really do want to talk with her, and but yet I, you think we've got it? Okay, we're going to give it a whirl. Mary Jansen, welcome to the show.
Hi, Kim. You're very, very faint, but I can barely hear you.
Okay, I can barely hear you. So you just take it, Mary. Tell us what happened Monday night at the meeting.
Okay, so there was a lot of things going on. There was a big protest about a big development that they're trying to put in that's next to a park where they want to cut down 69 mature trees, and so there was a lot of people there. And the agenda was changed, so the public comment was put after the budget meeting. That was very unusual. And so one of the counselors said, this is not, this is very unusual. But maybe it was it was God working, saying, hey, the people need to hear about the budget. So the place was packed. I've never seen it. And so we started out talking about the budget, and I made my motion,
What was the motion?
Amendment to my motion.
Okay, so Joe, ask her, what was that motion?
Are you asking me a question?
Yes, what was the motion?
Oh, my motion was to lower the mill levy from 4.711 to 3.85, which is like almost a 20% decrease. And the city's, what the city charges the people for their property taxes. And it would have saved the taxpayers about close to $3 million. And it got countered, of course, to 4.28, which still gave the city a windfall of $1.5 million extra on top of what they wanted to charge, from the last year. Which was like $14 million. So it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. And the other counselors, they're worried that the services will not be, you know, will be cut. And no services are going to be cut. In fact, in the budget, there was something for some lights on a bridge that are going to cost $800,000. And one of the other counselors tried to get that taken out of the budget and put towards... I think he wanted to put it towards bike lanes, and I was like, I wanted to put it towards the police department because we're having this uptick in crime. And, of course, that didn't pass either. So, but the mill levy did get passed, lowered to 4.28.
So, okay, well, Mary, that is good news.
It's saving the taxpayers $1.5 million.
Mary, if you did not put this on the table...
I can't hear you. Okay.
Okay. Let me just... So I'll go ahead and just sum this up. Mary, if you did not put that on the table, you probably wouldn't have even gotten this particular lowering of the mill levy.
Sorry.
Okay. Not a problem. So I'm going to go ahead and... Joe, let's see if we can figure out a way to get her into the second hour as well. This is certainly going to be a challenge because Brian and I are going to have a discussion about Prop HH. But I just want to say thank you to Mary Jansen.
I don't know if you're saying goodbye, but
okay, I am saying goodbye.
Call me back, that's fine. Maybe we could do something and record it differently, but I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Sounds great. Okay, my friends, that was Mary Jansen. She is a city councilwoman in Lakewood, Colorado, and she had proposed a lowering of the mill levy. Now, bear in mind, because of these property valuations, these different jurisdictions, such as Lakewood, your Parks District, your Parks and Rec, your Fire District, all of these districts are looking at a windfall of additional 30, 40, 50%. And they don't want to reduce taxes. They want to keep all that money. And so the fact that Mary Jansen proposed this, an almost 20% decrease from the increase. But it did get decreased a bit. There was a counter offer, but the greediness of these different politicians, bureaucrats, and interested parties is just beyond belief here. And I'm concerned that people are going to be taxed out of their homes with these higher property taxes. And so that's why we need to continue to shed light on this. And a couple of things. So check out my voter's guide. You can just put in your email, and when you go to my website, and you will be able to download that. And we did a lot of work on that. Obviously, there's two questions on the state ballot questions, but also I did dissect the Douglas County School District questions 5A and 5B, which is unbelievable to me, that in addition to the 40 to 50% increase that they are looking at in revenue, that they want to have an even more of a tax increase on top of that. It is unbelievable. So go to my voter's guide to check that out. And then also a climate conversation. Perspectives 101 is hosting a screening of the a climate conversation this Friday night up in Loveland, Colorado. And to get more information, go to perspectives101.info at gmail.com, and you can get all the information about that. I'm going to be there, as well as Walt and Ramey Johnson. Walt, he's the brainchild and funder of a climate conversation, but it'd be really fun to have you join us. And that's going to be this Friday up in Loveland, Colorado. So you can get more information by going to perspectives101.info at gmail.com. And we get to do this show because of wonderful sponsors, and one of those sponsors, and she was in on Monday with all this craziness that's going on with our phone lines, and that is Karen Levine.
A recent report notes that the number of children diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder is consistently and dramatically increasing. This is heartbreaking. If your child or grandchild or someone you know has been diagnosed with autism or ADHD following exposure to Tylenol or acetaminophen during pregnancy, call Boson Law at 303-999-9999. Boson Law is a Colorado-based law firm who has been fighting Big Pharma for over 20 years. Call now at 303-999-9999 for a free, no-obligation review of your potential claim. Call now at 303-999-9999.
Award-winning realtor Karen Levine has nearly 30 years of experience with RE/MAX Alliance. Karen Levine works to protect your property rights at the local, county, state, and national level. Karen Levine believes in home ownership. Working with realtor Karen Levine helps you navigate through the process of buying or selling your home. Call Karen Levine to help you buy or sell your home because she understands that it's more than just a house. Call award-winning realtor Karen Levine with RE/MAX Alliance today at 303-877-7516. That's 303-877-7516.
Our future depends on educated, informed, and active citizens. You could do your part by reading Dr. James Lyons Weiler's latest articles at Popular Rationalism on Substack. That's popularrationalism.substack.com.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out the website. It's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for a weekly email newsletter. And you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. We're an independent voice, and we search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. And I'm going to have Dr. Brian Dimitrovic at some point here shortly. He and I are going to talk about Prop HH. And Joe and I are trying to figure out a workaround. I cannot believe this. Third day in a row, CenturyLink has not. Hopefully, I'm correct that I am calling out the proper vendor that we have our phone lines through. And I know that at this particular point in time, Joe is trying to do a workaround on this. This is the third day in a row, and I honestly cannot believe this because I just can't believe it. Just can't believe it. So, okay, continue on here. Another organization that I dearly love is the Center for American Values, and they are located in Pueblo, Colorado, on the beautiful Riverwalk. And it is a beautiful place. They have the Portraits of Valor, which is portraits of over 160 of our Medal of Honor recipients. And our Medal of Honor recipients receive the medal because of action they took when the situation presented itself. Now, the Medal of Honor, there have to be witnesses to those actions that have been taken. And almost to every Medal of Honor recipient that I've talked with, they have said that it was that there are so many more that are deserving of the medal, but nobody was there to see it. But so they're very, very humble about that. But it is so inspirational. And my friends, we've got to know this history, and we've got to know about men that stepped forward and took action when the situation presented itself. And we have to take heart to that with what's happening with us now. We have to step forward and have these conversations in this battle of ideas. So the other thing, though, is Drew Dix is one of the co-founders. He is a recipient of the Medal of Honor for actions he took during the Vietnam War, during the Tet Offensive. And Brad Padula, who is an Emmy Award-winning documentary maker, they said, not only do we need to honor our Medal of Honor recipients, but we need to make sure that we instill in ourselves and our children these basic values of America, of honor, integrity, and patriotism. So they have put together these amazing, educational programs. And just recently, they have rolled out a K-12 civics program. And it's online, and it is just a great resource. So you can get more information by going to AmericanValueCenter.org. That's AmericanValueCenter.org. Again, check out my voter's guide at KimMunson.com. Just put in your information, and you'll get all of that. And we have a recommended list of people that are running for these local offices. These are among some of the most important elections that we have there. And what's amazing now, and I've seen this happen, is the radical activists that have an agenda that is basically to diminish the individual and grow government to a point where they have total control over our lives. They have now co-opted the message, particularly on these school board elections. They are now talking about parental rights and transparency in the classroom, better test scores, better, you know, trying to teach our kids how to read, write, and do arithmetic. Well, where the heck were they with that whole agenda? So, okay, Joe, do we have a workaround yet with Dr. Brian Dmitrovic, or are we still trying to figure that out? Okay, I think we're still trying to figure that out. Okay, so we will continue on here, and I'm going to go through some of these headlines that we have here. First thing, I find this super interesting. This is in San Francisco. And this is from the Daily Caller. It says, liberal mayor pivots to save her job as residents are fed up with rampant crime and drug use. And these radical activists, Democrats, that have taken over the Democrat Party, this is no longer the Democrat Party of JFK, of your grandpa or your grandma. This has been taken over by radical activist Democrats, and what we're seeing is the disintegration of our great cities. And as I mentioned, I was a road warrior yesterday. I was coming down I-25 last night and coming across that hill of, I think, around 84th. I think that's where it is. And I remember when I first moved to Colorado, I lived in Longmont, and I would love to come down to the city. I would love to come down to the theater. And I loved when I would come across that hill and see the skyline of Denver. I just loved the city. It was called, she was called the Queen City of the Plains. And now as I came across the hill there, I looked at Denver and I'm just sad. My heart breaks for what has happened to this city. And it has happened to our great cities across the country. And okay, I think that we've just about figured out how to do this jerry rig. And producer Joe, as you know, let's see, producer Joe basically took the reins at the beginning of September, and he has had a baptism by fire on all the stuff that is happening here. And I have to say, I am so grateful. He's doing just a great job. I want to go to break, make sure that we have Dr. Brian Dmitrovic on, and you know him. He is an economic historian. And his most recent book that he's co-written with Art Laffer and Jeannie Singfield is Taxes Have Consequences, and they do. And so we want to talk about that, but I want to talk with him about Prop HH. The show comes to you because I have wonderful sponsors. One of those is Lauren Levy.
If you are 62 or older, a reverse mortgage could be a great tool regarding retirement and estate planning. It is essential to understand the process. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group has nearly 20 years in the mortgage industry and has the experience to answer your questions. Lorne understands that each financial transaction is personal. If you'd like to explore your options on a reverse mortgage, remodel your home, buy a rental property, or move, call Lorne Levy at 303-880-8881. Licensed in 49 states, Kim Monson highly recommends Lorne Levy for all your mortgage needs. Call Lorne at 303-880-8881.
You'd like to get in touch with one of the sponsors of The Kim Monson Show, but you can't remember their phone contact or website information. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmonson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
Shooting outside can be limited, but at Franktown Firearms' 10-lane, 30-yard indoor range, the weather is always just right. Franktown's range supports handguns, shotguns, rifles up to 50 caliber, and even black powder loads. And safety equipment is provided for free. Since Franktown's range is connected with their gun store, they have a full selection of rental firearms so you can try before you buy to ensure that it's a good fit for you. And if you become a member at Franktown Firearms and Shooting Range, you can even access the range after hours. The range is very well ventilated with fresh air constantly, so you can breathe easy while you shoot. Most importantly, Franktown Firearms is a family-owned and operated gun store. At Franktown, you will be treated with respect as their client because they want you to be confident with your shooting and keep coming back. So use your own gun or try a new one on the range at Franktown Firearms today. Go to klzradio.com/Franktown to find out more. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
To the Kim Monson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Monson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter, and you can email me at Kim@KimMonson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. We're an independent voice, and we search for truth and clarity as we look at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. And want to say thank you to the Harris family for their gold sponsorship of the show, and thank you to the National Shooting Sports Foundation for their gold sponsorship of the show. I am so pleased to have on the line with me Dr. Brian Dimitrovic, and you know him. He is an economic historian, and this is going to be a little challenging regarding our workaround for all of you. So let me just let you know, first of all, this is the third day in a row that our phone lines are down, and CenturyLink is the company that we have our phone lines through, and I've got to think that this is, I'll just say this is really frustrating. So what we are doing is we've got our guests on the line. They're listening via the internet. There's going to be a little bit of a delay between us, and I know that the audio is going to be a little bit challenging, but bear with us. Dr. Brian Dimitrovic, co-author of Taxes Have Consequences, welcome to the show.
Wait a minute.
Okay, you know what we have? We've got a 30-second delay on what is what he's going to hear. So this is going to be super challenging. So, okay, Dr. Brian Dimitrovic, tell us a little bit about Proposition HH. I know your colleague, Art Laffer, my understanding is that he is in favor of Proposition HH. So tell us about that. Joe, you know what I think we're going to do? I think that what we're going to do is I'm going to have you actually ask him the questions. I'm going to try to be very succinct in that. And so go ahead and have
him. Hi, Kim.
It's
really nice to be here.
It's good to have you. So, Joe, I think have him jump off of the internet, and I'm going to have you ask him each of the questions, okay, so that we don't have dead air, because what we have is a 30-second delay. So, okay. Okay, so have him... okay, so Joe?
Hey, Brian, I'm going to play telephone for you guys. So sorry.
And Joe and Brian, just go ahead and get off of the internet, and we're just going to have Joe be the go-between.
Sure, Kim. I know a little bit about Proposition HH, and it's supposed to decrease the property tax rates throughout Colorado.
Okay. Joe, would you have him jump off of the... dump off of the internet, please.
Okay. Go ahead and end the browser. I'm going to play telephone for you guys.
Okay. So
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that, please?
Hey, Brian, go ahead and jump off the internet. I'm going to play telephone for you guys.
Okay.
Okay, so what we're going to do here is I'm going to ask the question. Joe is going to give that to Brian, and then we'll hear the response. So let's go back to this. Brian, what do you know about Prop HH?
What do you know about Prop HH, Dr. Brian?
A few things. Dr. Laffer, who I work with, he debated it with Jared Paulus and some others just 2 days ago in Colorado.
And it purports to lower property taxes.
It purports to lower property taxes.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. But actually, it's only temporary. And so I'm concerned.
But actually, it's only temporary. So she's concerned.
Yeah, is that right? Yeah, I don't know that much about it. Colorado has to do something about property taxes. So better figure it out.
Well, I agree that something needs to be done about property taxes, and I'm concerned that people will be taxed out of their homes.
I agree something needs to be done about property taxes, and I'm scared that they're going to be taxed out of their homes.
Well, I'm sure, yeah, I mean, that's what happens. Yeah, I mean, that's what the entire Rust Belt is, that story. I mean, everybody's been taxed out of their homes. That's why they lose population so precipitously.
Prop HH basically
so
guts
all across the country.
Yeah. Okay. Prop HH basically guts Colorado's taxpayers' Bill of Rights, Tabor. What do you think about that?
Prop HH basically guts Colorado taxpayers' Bill of Rights, Tabor. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's a misnamed piece of legislation. I mean, its name does not reflect its reality.
So you don't think that Tabor? I'm struggling on that. So you don't think Tabor is named properly?
So you don't think Tabor is named properly?
No, I don't.
Why?
Why?
It's not a cut in tax rates, and it's one of the worst forms of tax policy, which is a tax rebate. They keep tax rates high and then rebate the surplus. One of the worst kinds of tax policies you can have. You have to cut tax rates, not have high rates with rebates.
Oh, I do agree with that component. But Tabor has two other things, and that is that if government's going to increase rates, they have to ask us, and if they're going to incur debt, they have to ask us. That's a tough one, isn't it, Joe? Okay, with Tabor, two other components are, if government wants to increase taxes, they have to ask the taxpayer. And if they want to incur debt, they have to ask the taxpayer, which I find to be very good.
With Tabor.
Okay.
That one
Tabor,
is a tough one. You are correct.
Okay. They have to ask permission to increase taxes or increase debt.
They have to ask permission to increase taxes or to increase debt.
Yeah, I guess that's a positive aspect of the law, but the main problem is that it keeps tax rates high, and that's the main problem. It has a rebate system, and if it worked out such that the tax rates were cut over the last 30 years, we could say that it was good tax policy, but that has rarely happened, and so now it's essentially a universal basic income scheme. And for all the reasons we don't like universal basic income, we should apply to Tabor, because that's what Tabor is. It's a universal basic income arrangement.
Wow. I really want to have a debate on this with Dr. Brian, and maybe we'll have to see if we can try to do this next week, because I agree with him that tax rates are too high. There is no doubt about that. When we took the guardrails off of the Gallagher, and you don't have to, this is just commentary on my point. When we took the guardrails off of Gallagher a couple of years ago, and that Gallagher had guardrails in place on property tax rates, then we get to where we're at now. So, okay, so the next thing, Prop HH is 48 pages long.
Prop HH is 48 pages long.
It doesn't take 48 pages to reduce taxes.
It doesn't take 48 pages to reduce taxes.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
I don't know any, you know, I don't know much about the HH itself. Or your 48 pages, I don't know that much about it.
Okay. So, with that, the other thing is the ballot question does not reflect what the 48 pages really says. So I think it should be defeated just because it is disingenuous.
The ballot question doesn't match what it says, and so she feels it is ingenuous.
Yeah, that could be. I'm not familiar with legislative language. I mean, the legislative language is just a really horrible genre of literature, just in general. Statutory language is a kind of anti-literature. So, it could be misrepresented. I mean, that's virtually all pieces of legislation. It's one of the reasons there should be very few laws. It's the old Roman principle. Law should be the testian rule. You know, the more numerous the laws, the more corrupt the republic.
Absolutely. So let's have him let's move over to have him talk a little bit about, just saw this headline that the U.S. deficit soars to $1.7 billion. As Bidenomics, this is coming in from just a headline this morning, as Bidenomics goes belly up. So have him speak to the $1.7 trillion deficit.
Can you talk about the $1.7 billion deficit and from Bidenomics going belly up?
At the federal level?
Yes.
Yes.
The Bidenomics is not going well at all. I mean, we should have returned to the conditions of 2019. In which the nation was federal fisc was careening towards budget balance with a growing labor force participation and economic growth up near 3%. That's what inflation nil. That's what we should be making a rendezvous with, and we're nowhere near that.
And what about high interest rates?
Interest rates, I might say, are more rational now than they have been. I mean, the kind of sub-zero interest rates are a completely unnatural phenomenon. That there's actually a cost to borrowing someone's money makes sense. It's the term structure of the U.S. debt is not ready for that, but that's the federal government's problem.
Where do you find hope in all of these headlines?
Oh, I don't bother with the headlines. I know that we had a pretty good economy. We were starting to recover for the first time in the 2000s, really, in 2018, 2019. So it's not like there's some kind of solution that we don't have in recent history. No, we do have a solution. Recent history, cut tax rates, deregulate, start to cut spending. I mean, there's no reason for any of that COVID spending or whatever that was in 2020 anymore. And you can have 3-4% economic growth. 3-4% economic growth will lead to a budget balance, will lead to pay down of debt. Budget balance automatically pays off the debt. And we will have labor force participation increasing, economic growth, the elimination of inflation will result in stock market gains. The reason stock market's not doing anything is because there's inflation, which means that stock gains are taxed on their nominal value instead of their real value. So we have the playbook, and it's just a couple years ago. It's not like it's ancient history, so we can do it.
Subjective question: Why doesn't Biden abide by that playbook?
Subjective question: Why doesn't Biden abide by that playbook?
I don't know much about Joe Biden, except that he's a kind of '70s hack politician, and he's kind of has that union mentality from the last waning days of the union, no compromise on anything ever. So, how we kind of say that he can't shuffle off the stage. It's time for him to shuffle off the stage. He's not the right man for the moment.
But there is, I think, a whole group that is controlling this. What do you think about that?
But she thinks there's a whole group controlling this. What do you think about that?
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that, please?
but she thinks there's a whole group controlling this. What do you think about that?
Well, I do sort of wonder if there is some kind of eminence, grist, or power behind the throne in the White House. One does wonder about that. I don't know. I can't imagine he's retaining his popularity in the nation. I think when he came to office, let's put it that way, that there was some hope among the electorate that he would be kind of a normal centrist, maybe even Bill Clinton-like Democrat. After all, Barack Obama chilled out after he tried things like Obamacare, and the economy did not respond well. And Barack Obama extended the Bush W tax rate cuts at the top, for Pete's sake, to guarantee his reelection. And Biden's been worse than that. So if you're to the left of Barry Obama, then you disappointed the electorate.
Wow. Okay. Well, Dr. Brian Dmitrovic, I thank you. Thank you so much.
She says thank you.
Okay, certainly.
Oh my gosh, Dr. Brian Dmitrovic, he is, I want to have him on every month. I think there's so many discussions that we need to have. And thank you to all of you listeners for bearing through with us. We're trying to figure this out. And so I think Mary Jansen is actually driving over to the studio right now. And I am actually broadcasting remotely because, as I said, I was road warrior yesterday, 10 hours on the road plus everything else. But I went to Von Mises for the quote of the day, and he said this. He said, every socialist is a disguised dictator. And so, my friends, today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you. God bless America. Stay tuned for hour number two.
The mountains climbing, twisting, turning further from my home. Young, like a new moon rising, fierce. Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown. And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.
It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
And when government gets bigger, the individual gets smaller.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
For thee, but not for me. And I agree that we got to change that.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
If, in fact, you are working for the man, it's a new form of slavery.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed, let's have a conversation, and welcome to hour number two of the Kim Munson Show. Thank you so much for joining us. You're each treasured, you're valued, you have purpose today. Strive for excellence. Take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. My friends, we were made for this moment. Thank you to the team that I work with. That's producer Joe, Rachel, Luke, Zach, Echo, Charlie, all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. Producer Joe, I am getting accolades that are coming through on the text line. That text line is 720-605-0647. Tell you what, baptism by fire. You started this job the beginning of September, and you have had a number of amazing challenges to deal with, and you are you're just a testament to resiliency. And that is one of the things that and Joe's a young guy. He's in his mid-20s, and I've been concerned about resiliency, how we're teaching resiliency to our, you know, using it ourselves and teaching it to our children. And Joe is just a true testament to that. So I just have to say these accolades that are coming in across the text line are just very well deserved on that. First thing, Dr. James Lyons-Weiler, you know him. He's a regular guest on the show. And he is the founder of the Institute for Pure and Applied Knowledge. He is a scientist, and we got to know each other through this whole reaction to COVID. And he's a New York liberal. I'm a Kansas farm girl, both with this great appreciation of our Constitution. And we have really come together on realizing how important this Constitution is. And we need to, all of us, need to dust it off and read it. That's why what they're doing up at Grand Lake U.S. Constitution Week right around September 17th is so important. But he had actually put together, before all this, the Institute for Pure and Applied Knowledge. But then after this, he realized he's coming in contact with all these amazing people and the knowledge that they have. And so why not create an educational system? And that's what he did with IPAC-EDU. And so you can get information about the new course offerings. I know Susan Kochevar has taken several of his classes, and she is, and I am as well. I'm taking a current class with Brad Miller on literature as resistance. And so anyway, get more information. Go to ipac-edu.org, and you can get more information there. And then Yvonne Paez, who is a co-founder of Perspectives 101. Perspectives 101 is hosting a screening of a climate conversation this Friday up in Loveland, Colorado. And so if you want more information, go to perspectives101.info@gmail.com, and she will get more information to you. But I will be there, and Walt Johnson, who is the funder, and it is his project, it will be there as well, Walt and Ramey Johnson. And so be sure and join us. We'd love to have you do that. And again, that is a climate conversation, which is going to be screened up in northern Colorado this Friday night. Go to my website, kimmunson.com, and check out our voter's guide. I have given analysis of the two big questions, Prop HH and Prop II, and I'm going to talk about that Prop HH a little bit more here in just a few moments. But I hope that it'll be a good tool for you to be an informed voter. I certainly am making recommendations, but I want you to be an informed voter, not an influenced voter. What we've gotten to here in Colorado now is everybody gets a ballot. And then people that have moved out of town, those ballots are still mailed out too. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that's a problem. And it is a problem if we don't have a Secretary of State and county clerks that want to get those voters' rolls cleaned up. But anyway. I digress. So people get a ballot, and they've been told, oh my gosh, it is your duty to vote. And it is. But it is your duty to be an informed voter. And what we are seeing with a number of these school board races is the teachers' union's candidates that are backed. And it's hard to know who's what, as they have realized that people are fed up with stomping all over parental rights. They're fed up with not being able to know what's going on with curriculum, know what's going on in the classroom. And so we have a number of great candidates throughout the state that have stepped forward that do believe in those things. But because that's what people want now, we're seeing, and one of our callers had called in, what we're seeing is that these teachers union-backed candidates are actually co-opting the message. So you need to know who to vote for. That's why you should go to my recommended list on my website. But we've got, and so again, my friends, listeners, bear with us. We've got important information. We're third day in a row. CenturyLink has been down, and I'm seeing a number of you have said that there have been people, in fact, one of you said, doing research, a search online, seeing complaints nationally on CenturyLink. Some people have been without service for weeks. And then meanwhile, back at the ranch, you've got Joe Biden's that wants to put $42 billion into the internet, which means they're going to try to control the internet. But that's another story. So anyway, what we're going to do is we're going to play telephone. And that is, I'm going to ask succinct questions, and producer Joe is going to give those to the our guest, and they are going to answer them. So there's going to be a little bit of a delay, but it's so important that you know what's going on. So I have on the line with us Parth McAlpin, and he is Mel Packham, and he is running for re-election in El Paso County. So first of all, Parth, welcome.
She says welcome, Parth.
Yeah. Good morning, Kim.
Okay, Parth, you are currently school board president.
Parth, you are currently school board president?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Good morning, Kim.
What district?
What district?
Colorado Springs School District 11.
And what's that area?
What's that area?
Downtown Colorado Springs area, majority of the heart of Colorado Springs.
And what what's the proficiency of your kids in reading, writing, and arithmetic?
What's your proficiency? What's the proficiency of your kids for reading, writing, arithmetic?
On an average, 70% of our kids are not grade level proficient. So only 30% of our kids are at grade level proficiency in reading, writing, and math.
This is a travesty.
That's a travesty.
That is.
You're running for re-election. Why?
I can expand on it a little bit, Kim.
Oh, that would be good.
That would be wonderful.
So my background is I've got a doctorate in chemical and petroleum engineering. I was born and raised in India. My family comes from a background where education was prioritized. We struggled to put food on the table, but education was the way out of the poverty that we found ourselves in. So I came to this country, got my doctorate in chemical and petroleum engineering, and as my daughter started attending public schools, quickly found out that the education that I received in India 25 or 30 years back was much better and more effective and more rigorous than the education our students were receiving out here. That's what inspired me to run to the school board 4 years back. I got elected in 2019. The first couple of years I served on a board that had a different set of priorities. It was a struggle and a challenge. And in the middle of it, we were in the midst of the pandemic. And the decisions that the board made at the time, several of them I did not personally agree with. In 2021, the board changed and the priorities became about student success and about staff investment and making sure parent voice was being heard. Since that time, District 11 has been on the rise and we have made significant improvements in academic outcomes for our children.
Are there other candidates that you recommend that are running for other seats?
Are there other candidates that you recommend that are running for other seats?
Yes. This is a 7-member board, and 4 seats are going to be open in this upcoming elections. So the control of the board is at stake at this point in time. So there are outside groups that are heavily, heavily investing hundreds and thousands of dollars to stop the progress that we have made in the last couple of years. The last couple of years, we have made student success the priority. So in addition to me, there are 3 other candidates that align with the same conservative values that we are proposing or we are advocating in our schools. And they are Thomas Carey, Jill Hafley, Jason Jorgensen, and myself, Parth May Parkham. So citizens here in this district can select up to 4 candidates on their ballots. They will see 10 candidates that are running. So the 4 that you need to select are, again, Thomas Carey, Jill Hafley, Jason Jorgensen, and Parth May Parkham.
And Parth, if you would text me that after we get off the line, I will reiterate those names. So I would, Joel, have you do that. What about
Kim those lines?
Yeah. What yes. And next question is what about
yes, I'm happy to.
What about transparency in curriculum in the classroom?
What about transparency in the curriculum in the classroom?
Yeah, it is vital that we do that. One of the priorities that the board established early on was to recognize that parents are essential partners in our children's education at this point in time. That we got to recognize the parent voice and parent choice in their child's education. Just last year, the board passed a policy. It's tragic that it's come to this, that we have to pass a policy to recognize parent authority in our schools. But the board took that as a task earlier this year, and we passed a policy which recognizes that we as a school district are going to be completely transparent about the child's education and well-being to our parents. And that policy is in place now. Administration is enforcing that policy, and the parents are part of the journey here. So we recognize parental authority in the school district now, and that's what is at stake in this upcoming elections. The direction that we are going in, headed in at this point in time, 2 years back, Kim, coming out of the pandemic, the Colorado Springs School District 11 was ranked 158th. In the state rankings, Colorado Springs District 11 was ranked 158, and there were only 178 school districts. In the recent rankings that came out, District 11, according to the Gazette, is at 79. So by putting the focus on student education and removing all the social activism that was heavily prevalent in our schools 2 years back, we have turned the district around. We still have a long ways to go, and we have a lot of work in front of us, but District 11 is going in the right direction, and our community is responding to it.
How big is the budget?
It's right now, with all the federal money that came in because of the pandemic, the grant money, the COVID dollars that came into the district, the budget is close to $600 million.
Okay. And how many students?
So that's a lot of money. Little over 22,000 students. And for the first time this year, our community has responded back because of the priorities being the right things that we have focused on. Our community is responding back for the first time in a decade. Our October student enrollment count from last year to this year was up in count, which means our parent community are responding back and coming back to our school district. There are 10,000 students that live in our school district within our boundaries that choose other options. They choose to choice their kid out to neighboring school districts or to charter schools or private schools. They live 5 minutes away from our District 11 schools, but parents choose to drive them 5 miles away. And the reason they do that is we have not met the expectations of the parents as far as the quality of education that we provide. But that has changed, and now our parents are responding back and coming back to our schools.
Wow, $600 million is the budget?
Did you say $600 million was the budget?
Yes, approximately $600 million is the annual budget at this point in time. And the focus in the past has not been investing this money in the classroom. It has been in educational programs that has, and having departments. We had a diversity, equity, and inclusion department just 3 years back in the school district. And when we asked how this department was improving student outcomes, they were not able to provide any information on that. The return on the investment was non-existent for that department. So we have, in the past couple of years, ensured that that money is going as close to the students in the classrooms. We increased the starting teacher salary, which was at $41,000 just a year back. Now our starting teachers make $50,000. In 1 year, we increased the starting teacher salary by a little over $20,000.
Wow. Okay, final thoughts. How can people get more information about him and his the slate?
Final thoughts. How can more people get more information about you and your slate?
Yes. Each of us have got a website. My website is electparth.com. They can go there and find all the information, the priorities, the accomplishments of the last 2 years. I am really proud of where the district has how the district has turned around in the last couple of years, and we want to keep this momentum going where we put the focus on student outcomes, staff investment, and parent engagement, all of which was lacking. There was no accountability in the school district 3 years back. We brought that accountability by putting the focus on students. So the other candidates, Thomas Carey, Jill Hafley, and Jason Jurgensen, all have their individual websites. So if you do a simple search, you should be able to pull their websites out. This election, there is high stakes. Outside groups are investing hundreds and thousands of dollars to change the control of the school district. So I highly encourage all our citizens to please first vote to lean in and support us. We are the conservative Christian candidates that are running in the school board elections, wanting to make sure that our students get a high quality education without all the social indoctrination that's creeping into our schools.
Oh gosh, Parth McAlpin, Melpakum, right? Melpakum, do I get that right? Melpakum?
Yes, ma'am, you are.
Okay. Parth Melpakum, first of all, these are not paid positions whatsoever. These are citizens. They're stepping forward. And again, he is going to text me the other candidates. And as much as I was trying to, and so Parth, just thank you. I greatly appreciate that. So thank you, Parth. And
she says thank you.
Thank you so much. And I appreciate you having me on my having me on your show. And I will text you that information that you requested.
Okay. Very, very good. So I do want to get those other candidates. While I do have a recommended list on my website of school board candidates, it's not totally extensive. And I had looked to friends of mine that I trust to vet these candidates. So Parth will be sending me the other, texting me the names of these other candidates as well. So I do greatly appreciate that. And all of you are so patient regarding what is happening with these phone lines. My patience is just about shot on this, and it takes a while for me to get to that point. But that is where I'm at. Text line, I do want to hear from you, 720-605-0647. And as Roger Mangan says, there are unknowns in this world, and that is for sure. And he knows that life can be challenging. So it's his team's mission to maximize your financial security as you manage the risks of everyday life. Call Roger Mangan at 303-795-8855 for more information. Like a good neighbor, Roger Mangan's team is there.
Most of us have been there. That surprise crunch when you backed into a car in a parking lot or someone rear-ended you at a stoplight. First thing you do is stop and breathe. Second, say a prayer of gratitude that no one was hurt. Third, look for your insurance card. And fourth, be grateful that you have your insurance with Roger Mangan State Farm Insurance Agency. You can breathe easier knowing that you can reach the Roger Mangan team 24/7 when you need them. For that Roger Mangan State Farm Insurance peace of mind, call Roger Mangan today at 303-795-8855. That's 303-795-8855.
Award-winning realtor Karen Levine has nearly 30 years of experience with RE/MAX Alliance. Karen Levine works to protect your property rights at the local, county, state, and national level. Karen Levine believes in home ownership. Working with realtor Karen Levine helps you navigate through the process of buying or selling your home. Call Karen Levine to help you buy or sell your home because she understands that it's more than just a house. Call award-winning realtor Karen Levine with RE/MAX Alliance today at 303-877-7516. That's 303-877-7516.
You'd like to get in touch with one of the sponsors of The Kim Monson Show, but you can't remember their phone contact or website information. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmonson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
And welcome back to The Kim Monson Show. Be sure and check out my website. That is Kim Monson, MONSON.com. Sign up for a weekly email newsletter. And you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. We're an independent voice, and we search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. My friends, I am totally an entrepreneur. I buy my airtime. All my sponsors, I know them personally. All of you who support us, I greatly appreciate you. Our voter's guide is a totally... there's no hidden agenda with this voter's guide. I try to look at this voter's guide as for representatives of you, the people, and I dissected all 48 pages. I'm going to talk about Prop HH here in just a little bit, but great sponsors. And I want to say thank you to the Harris family for their gold sponsorship of the show. And also thank you to the National Shooting Sports Foundation for their sponsorship of the show. And also amazing woman, I would say a superwoman. I imagine her, hopefully her cape didn't get caught in the car door as she got in the car and drove over to the station from Lakewood. That is Mary Jansen. She's in studio. I'm remote. I've been out of pocket for a couple of days, a family emergency, and a 10-hour road warrior trip yesterday. And so I am broadcasting from home. I've got this great little system that goes directly into the studio line, but the phone lines are still down, and we're going to have a conversation about that. But Mary Jansen got in the car, and she drove over to the station. Mary Jansen, welcome.
Thank you, Kim. I'm just so glad that this is radio. And you have a beautiful view. Oh, it's breathtaking here.
It is amazing. And that is so funny because yesterday, Dr. Jill, and so Susan Kochevar was co-hosting because, again, I mentioned I had this family emergency. And so Jill and Susan and I had this plan. Jill's like, okay, if the phone lines are still down, I'll put a ball cap on and I'll drive over. And she said the same thing. She was glad that it was radio. So she did the same thing. So Mary Jansen, thank you. First of all, Jansen Photography. You and your husband, Glenn, are the owners of Jansen Photography. You have an amazing property out in Lakewood, and you specialize in portraits of families, portraits of children, senior portraits, and then those all-important business and political photos that people need for those careers. And we did a whole photo shoot, and we've used them in my new sales brochure. But Glenn, your husband does he works magic with that camera, Mary.
Yeah, it's like an extension of his arm and his eye. And he knows the light. He's a master of light. He knows how to get a face and how to shape it and how to project it onto the camera. It used to be film, and now we're all digital, but it's a fun business. And, you know, I think the biggest thing kick I get at is when somebody says, you've made me look so beautiful. And I'm like, no, you're really that beautiful. So,
well, I think the two of you do help, because Zach, my media guy, said, Kim, it's time for some new photos. It's like, I don't want my picture taken. So I called you and we set up an appointment, and I'm just so thrilled with the photos. I can't even stand it. But how can people get more information about Jansen Photography?
Well, they can go to our website, which is jansenphotography.com, and that's J-A-N-S-S-E-N photography.com. Or they can call the studio, 303-988-1155. We've been in business for 40 years. So
you can't be that old.
You
must have started when you were five.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. So, we've been doing it a long time, and we've been in the same building for 35 years, and we've been working on it. It's an old farm that we found, an old ramshackle farm that we just kind of brought it back up and brought it back to life and turned it into our studio where we make legacies for people. Heirloom photography for their family and whatever they need.
Well, I don't know how, if you go to your website and you look at the website, and just the different photos are amazing, but there's one, I think it's on your website, maybe I saw it at the studio, but there's like a family, it looks to me like there's 100 people, it's probably not that many, but, you know, old people and, you know, little kids, and I think everybody's looking at the camera. I mean, I don't know if that, but it sure seems like that's the case. And that seems like that's impossible to make that happen.
Every once in a while, we'll get a family that's just spot on. And it's like, I can't believe we got everybody looking. But there's always one little one that just doesn't want to cooperate, or two, or maybe three. And so that's where Photoshop comes in handy, and that's where I kind of that's my job. I get to move heads around. So
that's how that happens.
That's how it happens.
Pretty amazing. So that's Janssen Photography. That's jansenphotography.com. And I want to talk with Mary Janssen in her spare time, I should say. She is a city councilwoman in Lakewood. She's truly a representative of the people. And I was on city council 2012 to 2016. So I want to talk with her about city council and also about her proposal to lower the mill levy in Lakewood. So we're going to do that here in just a moment. We get to do this show because of sponsors like JanssenPhotography.com, but also Johnny Stubbs Heating and Air Conditioning Services. We're talking about a climate conversation, which is going to be screened. That's our documentary up in Loveland on Friday evening. I'm going to get more details on that for you. You can email Yvonne at perspectives101.info@gmail.com, and she'll get back with you with information, but I'll get that other information for you. But again, I love being warm in the winter and cool in the summer, and that is Johnny Stubbs heating and air conditioning specialty.
Johnny Stubbs Services uses only the best quality products to ensure that your heating and cooling systems run efficiently and last for years. Johnny Stubbs Services' team of experts is available to provide the proper guidance and help you make informed decisions about your heating and cooling needs. Johnny Stubbs Services prides themselves on delivering prompt and reliable service and stands behind their work with a satisfaction guarantee. JohnnyStubbsServices.com, the trusted contractor for all your heating and air conditioning needs. That's JohnnyStubbsServices.com.
If you are 62 or older, a reverse mortgage could be a great tool regarding retirement and estate planning. It is essential to understand the process. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group has nearly 20 years in the mortgage industry and has the experience to answer your questions. Lauren understands that each financial transaction is personal. If you'd like to explore your options on a reverse mortgage, remodel your home, buy a rental property, or move, call Lauren Levy at 303-880-8881. Licensed in 49 states, Kim Monson highly recommends Lauren Levy for all your mortgage needs. Call Lauren at 303-880-8881.
Citizens. You could do your part by reading Dr. James Lyons Weiler's latest articles at Popular Rationalism on Substack. That's popularrationalism.substack.com.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter. And you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. We're an independent voice, and we search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. Check out my voter's guide at kimmunson.com. Just put in your email, and it will download for you. And then one of our listeners said, hey, Kim, I can't get the information about a climate conversation this Friday. And you have to email for that. They do not have a website. And I wonder if something's going on. Yvonne said that Google shut down their email, but she got it restored this morning. So you email her at perspectives101.info@gmail.com. That's perspectives101.info@gmail.com. And she'll get you that information, but it begins at 6 o'clock this Friday evening. That is the 27th. Mary Janssen is in studio, and she is a Lakewood City Councilwoman, and she had proposed lowering the Lakewood City mill levy. And so let's talk a little bit more about that. We were trying to do that in the first hour, and she got in the car and drove over to the studio. She's an amazing woman. Mary Janssen, so set this up for us regarding Lakewood. When you're lowering the mill levy, what happens is these PBIs, politicians, bureaucrats, and interested parties saying, oh, you're trying to decrease our taxes. But that's not really the case. There's a huge tax increase, and you were just trying to decrease some of the increase, right? I know that's confusing, but am I saying that right?
Yes, and we had a charter issue too, and if you know what a charter, it's kind of like our city constitution type thing. And there was a question that I had on charter number 12.12, and it says, and I don't have it with me, so, but it says basically shall not increase taxes or actually revenue. And then it said something about you by 7% of the previous year's revenue. So it was kind of, wait, what? So the numbers were all weird when they kind of proposed what they were going to do in the budget. And I said, this isn't right. They were about 24%. It was like a $3 million windfall on top of what they were projecting. So on top of the budget. So I was like, well, that's a lot of money. So that's what got us thinking, say, hey, we need to lower the mill levy to even this out because that's just too much money. I thought, and others, and so we did our numbers, we did our math as best as we could, and we thought 3.85 would be a good drop for the people, and that would have kind of offset that big jump. The city still would have been making, and there would have been extra for them too, but the city would still be making the money that they need to run the city off the property taxes. So there was not going to be anything that they were going to lose. They were going to lose anything.
No, they wanted, when I say they, I'm going to say PBIs. What I have learned, Mary, when I was on city council 2012 to 2016, and I realized that voters had kind of quit paying attention to school board races and city council races. And then what has happened is I have seen a lot of people get into these positions, not to be representatives of the people, but that they think that they work to drive revenue for the jurisdiction, for government. And then many of them have aspirations for higher office as well. Have you seen that?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yes, yes, our own council, we have one that's only been in 2 years, and she's already, I think she's running for a state Senate seat or a state House district seat. I can't remember. And then another one is running for mayor for Lakewood, and she's only been in for 2 years.
Right. And the other thing is, though, is you can't have big government and a lot of individual freedom. Big government means control. So the bigger the government, the smaller the individual, which that is antithetical to the American idea. The idea of America is that government would have a certain proper role and then stay within those guardrails. And then the individual would be big. So when you're talking about money coming into the city, that has to come from somewhere. And that comes from people, hardworking people. And so that means they have less money in their pocket to go after their hopes and dreams. And you've done an amazing job, I think, there at City Council. I was dismayed when you decided not to run again, but I totally understand.
Yeah, I've got a business to take care of. And, you know, there's a lot of things going on in the city that just, it opened my eyes. I said, this can't be happening. And when I got in there, I'm like, oh my gosh, everybody's right. This is really happening. So, it's just asking the questions and getting them to be transparent. And that's the hardest part, is they hide a lot of stuff that you can't really find. You know, where is this money going to, and how did this money get in the budget, and why is this going over there? It's just, and it's, people aren't asking the questions. So can I tell you what happened at the vote Monday night?
That would be great. So tell us what you proposed, and tell us what happened on Monday night at the Lakewood City Council meeting.
So there was a big thing that was happening. There's a big apartment complex that is being proposed that's right next to a park, and they were going to cut down 69 trees. And everybody's up in arms about it because we just kind of found out about it. I guess it's been on the in there for 2 years, but nobody's really looked at it until somebody found out, hey, they're going to cut all these trees down. So there was a huge protest. And so the place was packed. I'd never seen so many people there. And they were fired up. And so I was like, oh, I don't know if this is good or bad. So, but anyway, so they changed the agenda. Usually we have public comment first for everything that's not on the agenda. But they decided to have the budget meeting first and then put public comment. So all these people had to sit through the budget meeting and the vote.
And let me just interject something on that. I've seen this as a strategy. I've seen it down at the State House. I've seen it down at City Council, that the agenda is controlled to make it uncomfortable for people to show up. But you said, and I did catch this in the first hour, that there was actually a silver lining to that. But it is a strategy, and I've seen it used many times.
Yes, I agree. But, like I said, their eyes were opened when we started asking, when the right people were asking questions. You know, like, we got into the mill and how much it was going to be saving the people. And then there was of course, I proposed it, and I made my motion, and my co-counselor, Rich Ulver, he signed on to this, to my proposal and to the motion, and he seconded that. And then we talked about it, and a lot of the counselors were, well, you know, I just don't know. We kind of need this money. And then one counselor said, you know, we finally get to the point where we have all this money to do the things that we want to do. And I just don't think I can vote for this. So then there was a motion to amend my motion, which was to bring it down to from 4.711 to 4.28. Still, it gave them, it pretty much split the pie in half. You know, I was mm-hmm. calling it the overreach, I called it the pie. I wanted pretty much the whole pie to go back to the people, and they cut it in half. So Lakewood got to keep the 1.5 something mm-hmm. million over of the overages.
So do you think, I know this is subjective, if you had not proposed this mill levy decrease, do you think that there would have been any mill levy decrease at all? I know that's subjective, but what do you think?
No.
Aha.
I don't think so. I really, because I was kind of waiting to hear if anybody would talk to me about it. And no, the only other counselor that talked to me about it was Rich Ulver. All the other counselors were never said, hey, that's a great idea. I'd like to join on to that. You know, can you tell me a little more information? None of them reached out.
Darn it. Trying to cut people's taxes and help them be able to stay in their homes. So, hey, next question on this big apartment complex. So I had struggled, you know, as I drive around Denver now. These apartment complexes look to me like Soviet Russia, and they're everywhere, and they're not ownership. You know, they're not condos, so people are paying rent, but they're not creating any equity. But then I've learned that a lot of this is being subsidized. And when subsidized, that's taking money from one person and then subsidizing, giving to another, which is antithetical to the American idea. So anyway, this has been a journey for me because I'm a property rights girl. I'm thinking initially, okay, if somebody has property and they sell their property and they're going to build an apartment complex, I'm kind of like, well, okay, property rights. Although when I talked to Randall O'Toole, who's an expert in urban planning, he said that single-family zoning is a property right, that people have agreed this is going to be what's in their community, and we're seeing these proposals of these big apartment buildings being plopped into single-family neighborhoods. But what then I learned is, oh, no, this isn't free market. Many of these apartment complexes are subsidized, so they don't stand on their own economically. And so if they can't stand on their own economically, then they shouldn't happen. Do you know about this apartment complex? Do you happen to know, is it subsidized or, as we call, affordable, we'll use the word once, it means subsidized. Do you happen to know?
It is not. To my knowledge, it is not. But they have been, we have this thing called fee in lieu, because we ask them, they're going to do a certain kind of project, they have to give so much in parkland. But if there's nothing to give in the parkland, they can take a fee. They also are going to be cutting down trees, and we're going to, the Lakewood's going to charge them to cut down those trees, which is not a lot. But the problem they have with this place, it's just so big for the area, and it's just going to add to the traffic. There's just a lot that's going to happen with this. And I agree, it's private property. I think they should be able to do what they want, but it needs to be within the scope of what it has to go to planning. Planning has to be smart about it. You know, they can't just put this 5-story apartment building that's going to take up this whole area with no parking. They're saying 1.5 spaces per unit. That's just not enough parking.
No, it's not. And so that becomes, though, that becomes, well, we're going to talk a little bit more. That becomes a subjective property right then as well. Let's see, what was the, oh, did this require a rezoning?
No, I don't know, because I know it was commercial before, okay. And it didn't come before the board. It wasn't when I was on council. I didn't see any rezoning done of this area. In fact, I didn't know anything about it until the protest started. I was like, I didn't even know anything about this. So it hasn't gone to the planning part yet. So I'm hoping our planning department, you know, kind of says, okay, the scope of this building, it's just 400 units. That's a lot of people to put in this little area, and with little streets with no parking on it. And they're hoping that people will walk. I was like, okay.
this is part of the World Economic Forum to try to get people out of their cars, and it's an assault upon freedom of mobility. So we're going to continue the conversation. I am talking with Lakewood City Councilwoman Mary Jansen. She is co-owner of the Jansen Photography. You can get more information by going to jansenphotography.com. That's J-A-N-S-S-E-N photography.com. And we're speaking of Lakewood, making me think out west. Well, in Golden is the official USMC Memorial. And it was built and dedicated in 1977. It's time for a refresh. Paula Sarles and her team, she is the president of the USMC Memorial Foundation, and she's also a Gold Star wife and a Marine veteran. They are working like crazy to raise the money for that, and you can help them by going to usmcmemorialfoundation.org. That's usmcmemorialfoundation.org. And show comes to you because of sponsors. I know all of them personally. I recommend each and every one of them, and one of those great sponsors is Boson Law.
Boson Law fights for clients who've been injured or family members who have lost a loved one due to the careless, reckless, or wrongful conduct of others. Whether injured in a car accident, suffered an injury due to a product or bad pharmaceutical drug, or need help fighting for medical care and benefits following an accident at work, don't go it alone and uninformed. Boson Law is the law firm you need in your corner. Time is of the essence with any personal injury claim. Call 303-999-9999 to schedule your complimentary consultation. That number again is 303-999-9999. Call now.
Focused and wise marketing is essential for your success, especially during tough economic times. If you love The Kim Munson Show, strive for excellence and understand the importance of engaging in the battle of ideas that is raging in America. Then talk with Kim about partnership, sponsorship opportunities. Email Kim at kimmunson.com. Kim focuses on creating relationships with individuals and businesses that are tops in their fields. So they are the trusted experts listeners turn to when looking for products or services. Kim personally endorses each of her sponsors. Again, reach out to Kim at kimmunson.com.
Shooting outside can be limited, but at Franktown Firearms' 10-lane, 30-yard indoor range, the weather is always just right. Franktown's range supports handguns, shotguns, rifles up to 50 caliber, and even black powder loads. And safety equipment is provided for free. Since Franktown's range is connected with their gun store, they have a full selection of rental firearms so you can try before you buy to ensure that it's a good fit for you. And if you become a member at Franktown Firearms and Shooting Range, you can even access the range after hours. The range is very well ventilated with fresh air constantly, so you can breathe easy while you shoot. Most importantly, Franktown Firearms is a family-owned and operated gun store. At Franktown, you will be treated with respect as their client because they want you to be confident with your shooting and keep coming back. So use your own gun or try a new one on the range at Franktown Firearms today. Go to klzradio.com/Franktown to find out more. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for a weekly email newsletter, and you can email me at Kim@KimMunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. We're an independent voice, and we search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. Mary Jansen is in studio, and I've got some other questions regarding this 400 units in Lakewood. We need to talk about maybe a hidden agenda there. But before we do that, Parth Malpakum has texted me the candidates for D11 down in Colorado Springs are Parth Malpakum, Dr. Thomas Carey, Jason Jorgensen, and Jill Halfley. He said they are running as a slate, and it sounds like the progress that they have made for the children in D11 is so important. He said that, can you believe this, that 70% of kids were not proficient in either reading, writing, or arithmetic, but yet they're paying $600 million? We need to get our money back on that. That's so good for them. So again, that's Dr. Thomas Carey, Jason Jorgensen, Jill Halfley, and Parth Malpakum. Let's see. A climate conversation is going to be screened in Loveland this Friday night, the 27th, and they do not have a website. And to get more information, you need to email them at perspectives101.info@gmail.com. That's perspectives101.info@gmail.com. And then, my friends, we are in this big battle of ideas. We need to know, you know, what's in our DNA. Well, the Center for American Values is helping with that. And the American DNA, and this is not political, it is honor, integrity, and patriotism. And those things have actually been under assault here in America. And so to get more information about the Center for American Values, go to AmericanValueCenter.org. And so they're working on these educational and programs to instill and teach honor, integrity, and patriotism, and also to honor our Medal of Honor recipients. So Mary Jansen is in studio. Mary, what you are saying about this 400-unit project that is being proposed out in Lakewood is 1.5 parking spaces per unit. Now, let's say that you have a couple. And they both have a car. One of them has a car and one does not have a half a car. And so what they're proposing is they want people to walk or ride the light rail, which nobody wants to ride now because it's dirty and crime ridden, or take a bus or your bicycle. But actually people out here in Colorado, they do like their cars. In fact, young people, millennials, they like to take their cars and go up to the mountains and hike. And so this is really trying to, I think, push forward the agenda of the World Economic Forum. But people will still have their cars, and so they're going to park them in the neighborhoods nearby. And that is, I think, an attack upon the property rights of those single-family homes. What do you think?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's they're after our freedom, and they want to control us. And, you know, I know there's three counselors who were put into office, and they all belonged to the Working Families Party, which sponsored that. You know, they sponsored them, and they're part of our council, and they have a big influence on our council too. So, and that's all part of it. You know, they want to expand the bike lanes, not really expand them. I'd call them bike lanes to nowhere, because you'll be on a bike lane and they just end. Or if you go on our bike lanes now they're full of homeless people. They camp out on them. There's needles, there's trash. So you really can't ride the bikes like we used to. Same with the transit. Nobody wants to take the light rail. It's dangerous. We've had two mm-hmm. people that were beaten up last year. One almost he almost died. And it's scary. I mean, there's lots of things going on, we just need to have people on council. Just let's bring this back. You know, we need to have public safety. We need to put the money needs to go to our police department to go after this crime. And that's what I see. But yeah, this the walking thing, it's not going to happen. People are not going to give it up. They talk about it, and it's their ideas, but people are not. Your average American is not going to go for it.
Well, and but the problem is people do not know that this is what is happening on these city councils across the nation. So you mentioned the Working Families Party, and somebody had sent something to me about that during this last election, and this is from Wikipedia. But it says, the Working Families Party is a left-wing minor political party in the United States, founded in New York in 1998. There are active chapters in California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, the District of Columbia, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Ohio, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Texas, and West Virginia, and Wisconsin. And but they're focused, they're primarily concerned with all of these things that are Marxist, and that is health care reform, raising the minimum wage, universal paid sick days, student debt, progressive taxation, public education, energy and environmental reform. And it is usually cross-endorsed progressive Democrat. It says it's had some Republican candidates, but it's important to understand that that is the World Economic Forum agenda right there. So, Mary Jansen, first of all, we're just about out of time. Hats off to you. What's your final thoughts you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Everybody get involved. I mean, it's hard, but it's fun. It can be fun. And I just always made myself smile through the whole thing. Whenever I got a motion that was brought down, I just smiled at everybody, like, you know. And then people started looking and like, oh my gosh, they're voting for something that's not going to help our community. I said, exactly, they're not. It's going to cost you more money and it's not going to help us at all. And that's my final thought. Just everybody needs to get involved. And we have some races in Lakewood. Pete Del Duca needs some help, and Fred Clifford. I'd love to see them get on council, so hope everybody can get behind them.
Okay. Mary Jansen, thank you so much, and also thank you for your sponsorship of the show. It is just an honor to get to work with Jansen Photography, and I highly, highly recommend you.
It is our pleasure, Kim. You are a gem to the state. Thank you.
Thank you. And our quote for the end of the show is from Ludwig von Mises, and he said this: every socialist is a disguised dictator. So when you look at these city council and school board people that are pushing forward these socialist ideas, realize that they are disguised dictators. So my friends today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America. Further from my home, young like a new moon rising, fierce through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown. And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.